The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org on this Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. I'll be your host, Richard Carey, filling in for John Stadmiller tonight. And there certainly is a lot to discuss. I'll be looking forward to hearing from some of you a bit later in the program. But first, I really would like to address the overall agenda in all of this. What can we learn from all of this? I mean, it's interesting how often we'll have a narrative shift. We've had so many staged shooting incidents, for example, especially last year. And compared to years prior, it was fascinating just how much more frequency we were finding the intervals in between these incidents. And there were so many which had a lot of inconsistencies. The more they were scrutinized, the more information came out for each incident, and they were dissected and picked apart, primarily from those of us right here in the corporate media, or alternative, rather, to the corporate media, independent media, that is. And we have then this dying off of all of these staged shooting incidents right around the time when this Wuhan pandemic virus, coronavirus, suddenly really got going in the media cycle, and gradually hearing it spreading more, becoming more of a problem throughout China and then other countries, gradually affecting the West. Now, we don't hear. Once again, we don't hear about these concerns. This is out of the news cycle. It seems these riots are all-encompassing in the news cycle, where you don't even have this corporate media, which is today very much left-leaning, of course. Not that any of us want to get into the whole left-right paradigm, which can have a lot of divide and conquer qualities within it. And of course, these extremes, which are unrealistic. But nonetheless, we have this corporate media completely condoning, to a good extent, these what amount to provocation and support, really, for a lot of what it could hardly be argued would not turn into riots the way everything was being fired up. Just the whole tone being used and by a lot of these people who were speaking out against the system, the government, the police, and Trump, all connected in their way of thinking as well, for that matter. So we have this narrative shift where there's no mention of these people spreading coronavirus, you know, in these protests. They're speaking out for the nobleness of these protesters. And of course, we're supposed to assume this is a genuine, organic incident of police going out of control, leading to a death. And that, if you were listening to the show prior with Steve Elkins dissecting with his experience as a nurse for decades, the amount that these people weren't trained as medical EMT people, any sort of procedures that should have been followed were not followed. And well, Steve, having this training, and as I say, for many decades, would know. But even if you do believe this official narrative, the tone used was certainly something that would incite all of this. So we have no concern for the coronavirus suddenly, right around the time when some states had already opened, others were about to start opening in these stages, and there was supposed to be so much of an emphasis on a recurrence, a surge, both in this coronavirus, and then, of course, for the next season being predicted, to the extent you'd think some of these people knew it was going to be engineered to be released next autumn. But, you know, we don't have any shooting suddenly once coronavirus spreads. You'd think some people would be pretty stressed out. I would imagine there could be some people flipping out and possibly still shooting if that was to be believed as so common in a completely organic sense as the increased frequency. I mean, again, last year had a lot more shooting incidents than the year prior. And even that year, quite a few more than any year before that, where it was years in between a lot of these that would get nationwide or even global attention in the past. So there definitely is a disconnect, unless we're supposed to believe that yes, there aren't going to be any shootings whatsoever once this coronavirus starts spreading in the world. And we're supposed to believe, again, that once there's a need to have protests because of this unjust situation and all of the tones that are pro-minority and anti-police, and associating that with the Trump administration, Republican Party, and this being an election year, that, of course, having a lot of fuel ready to go. We don't have any concern, though, for this further spread of the coronavirus with these. And so it is interesting. You'd think some people would at least be out there saying, well, these protesters are concerned about a genuine injustice, but they're endangering people, you know. No, we don't hear any of that from the talking heads of the corporate media. I mean, there are a few voices out there evidently of sanity, but few and far between. So the pandemic, I mean, we've dissected shooting incidents in the past. Certainly many of you are aware of these agendas against our Second Amendment. But this pandemic had a lot of motives. Economic motives were definitely some of the strongest. This was an economy that was going to need another correction. It was going to have a crash. And many suggested this would be potentially like the Great Depression. It would have a severity unlike anything the generations here now had experienced. And the single greatest transfer of wealth in American history is taking place right now. This is exactly what these people needed, and they didn't want it to be known that it's the same old game. You know, the same perpetrators and problems in the system leading to this. They want to go on doing business as usual after another massive bailout. They love this idea of being too big to fail. And so we had the single greatest transfer of wealth in American history. We've had, I mean, I don't know, it could go beyond American history for that matter. And then we, of course, see the devastation, destruction of small businesses and the middle class, and all without any finger pointing at these banking oligarchs. These mega corporations are, of course, largely owned by many of the same people. It's a small circle out there. And we have a perfect scapegoat with this pandemic and the lockdown. It was out of our hands, completely out of our hands. This was nature which did all of this. There was nothing wrong with the system. You know, we can keep the Federal Reserve and all of the unsavory business practices in the stock market trading, collections of bad debt. And we had the mortgage-backed security meltdown being a large factor in 2008, for that matter. And these kind of practices have possibly only become more riskier since then. But yes, I mean, the destruction of small businesses and the middle class is something that fits right in with many who outline plans of control on a global scale. We mentioned Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030 as well, a lot. And this sort of globalist control, you know, these globalist motives that really do exist. It's not just wild speculative conspiracy to identify all of the discussions on these matters which have already taken place. The totalitarian motives certainly exist. So you have these economic motives for the pandemic lockdown, whether it was a real virus or not, whether it was engineered, released, it's still being cashed in on. Never let a good crisis go to waste. With these economic motives, that's totalitarian motives, globalist motives. You know, these totalitarian motives are, of course, impeding on our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment are very strong examples of where the focus lies. And we have these riots. Many have been predicting civil unrest or race wars, these sort of things, for so many decades before I was born. And we have a lot of this now, some could say all coming to fruition, where their prophecies, if you will, their predictions were justified. Again, this way that the riots have been provoked, I would say, by the tone of a lot of these city leaders, all the corporate media talking heads, is definitely shameful. It's able to be debated, unfortunately enough, where it's hard to pin anything of significance or where the marching orders come from. Nonetheless, we know that even regarding these lockdowns for the pandemic, it's been reported by multiple sources. George Soros had been on conference calls with all of these far left-leaning Democratic governors of the blue states. So they were instructed to stay locked down as much as possible for as long as possible. And that says pretty clearly to me that there are ulterior motives at play, to say the least. We have to work with some of the main hard-hitting facts here, I think, to our friends and neighbors, because this is affecting so many people at once that it's the perfect opportunity for us to make sure they're led to the correct information. We want everyone to be able to make the right response, not just a reaction, but a well thought out, conscientious response, which isn't going to include something that can be used against the general population at large. That's exactly what these riots are doing, folks. I mean, I have a bit of details from some cities. I don't know how much it's appropriate to get into, because a lot of it is more of the same everywhere you go. I'm not trying to put emphasis on anything like that either, because it doesn't seem like it'll do us any good if we get hung up on one component. And certainly this racial divide being brought into things is going to dig us deeper in a hole. I mean, this is already a situation where we're under threat of martial law, both from this pandemic this year and now these protests, which had evolved into riots. So we certainly don't need to give any further excuse to an oppressive government, regardless of where your political leanings may lie. We certainly around this station recognize republic being the system we have, rather than a democracy. And there is an important, a fine difference there. It's the rule of law, not mob rule, where you get 51% of the population to be persuaded to vote a certain day in a certain way, and ooh, there goes the law you had. And it's not really something that you're supposed to change that easily. Laws have a lot of ethics and tradition, culture, and I'd say there's just a lot of morality tied in. And this, of course, is across multiple spiritualities. It's not about any one origin of religion that sparks such notions of a republic, but nonetheless, it is an important difference today that a lot of the youth fall into thinking of a democracy being the United States system and government, and that's a gradual decline to being sold on socialism, which we now, of course, are getting in the college youth to dangerous levels already. I'm really surprised at some of the aggressive talk we do have toward our president. I know how much he's used as a symbol for racial manipulation by these forces, but still, it's really amazing. I mean, the mayor of Chicago, I can't help but think of as an example just recently in all of this. It's amazing how he's being blamed. He's evidently being blamed for what we've been experiencing this past weekend. But I would like to get into a little of this, at least from a couple of cities, maybe after the break. I have some information from, let's see, Chicago, a little bit from Boise, Idaho, a little bit from Louisville, Kentucky, and a couple of quotes on some of these statements from mayors and governors, New York, and just some of the locals looking around in the aftermath. That's pretty interesting as well. Police reports. I had been checking out the police scanner. Looks like the break is coming up, but we'll be right back, folks.
Took it all away. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, folks. We have a lot more to discuss and looking forward to hearing from your calls. Again, I'm Richard Carey, filling in for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report, right here on republicbroadcasting.org. This overall agenda, I was mentioning that phrase at the start of the show, and a friend of mine I was speaking with a little earlier in the week, he suggested that there are some, of course, provocateurs when we were discussing the riots, but there's no overall agenda with any of these things as far as he can tell. And he says that he's been an independent researcher for many decades himself. Now, I mean, we vary a bit politically, but at the same time, I don't like to think of things in terms of the left-right paradigm, that's a trap as well that people can get caught up in. Nonetheless, he didn't see any sort of overall agenda, and it is very clear to me when you look at the timing of all of these things that there is an agenda at play. The timing is just too convenient as far as the shifting, for example, like I say, with the reopening of everything, to these protests and then the riots making reopening looked at once again and reconsidered considerably, whether due to damage or just fear from a lot of the shopkeepers and general residents, population of the areas. The numbers with that pandemic, for that matter, never added up, and to this day are being padded. I had a really good audio clip. Perhaps if I have an opportunity sometime in the future, I could have it played by this sound engineer here. There's a doctor who's reading the letter he received. It's a really great little audio clip of him mentioning the actual words, well, word for word, the letter that addresses how you don't really have to have it be tested positive, absolutely confirmed COVID-19 to market COVID-19 as far as whatever death certificate you're filling out. And this amount of coaching for death certificates, he said, is unprecedented in his career. He had not experienced anything like this before. It's a great audio clip, and I really should try. If I have another opportunity, I'll see if I can have it played here. Nonetheless, there are a lot of doctors who've come out mentioning the incentives, the financial incentives. I don't know how it is in Europe, if it's just more social pressure and pressure from the establishment, the medical establishment. But here, as mentioned by many of us independent journalists, these doctors are getting $13,000 for the hospital every time they have a COVID-19 positive patient. And from the sources I've heard, this is whether they're alive or dead. That way they can pad the numbers on both ends with that. And then, of course, $39,000 for any ventilator being used for any patient who's on a ventilator. So we do have all of those incentives out there, and all of the other things people would die of for the season you normally get each year, of the pneumonia, of the regular flu, and pneumonia because of things such as the regular flu, of heart disease, kidney disease, a lot of other conditions, we're not getting any death reports in. So there's definitely something wrong here. There's no way all these people suddenly are not dying of these things this season. And a lot of people have been adding up all of these factors which are down, all of these causes of death, rather, which are down in numbers this season. And when you put them all together, wouldn't you know it, it's pretty darn close to the COVID mortality count which we're getting. Amazing how no one's dying of the regular flu this year. So the numbers are massively manipulated, padded. And then, of course, the footage now with this situation possibly furthering a lockdown of sorts in a lot of regions, these protests which have evolved into riots, there's a lot to question. As it turns out, in the actual incident, the actual event which staged, well, set the stage at the very least for everything which has been fueled up since to lead to this point. Steve Elkins had a brilliant dissection of What Really Happened show today, of just how much was not according to medical professional EMT procedures at a scene. Look forward to your calls, folks, after the next break here. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we're back here, bottom of the first hour on the National Intel Report. I'm Richard Carey, filling in for John Stadmiller. And I am looking forward to starting to take some calls shortly. We have the number on the homepage. That's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And do support RBN, folks. This is completely listener-supported, and I can testify in all that I've looked into out there, this is where it's at for independent media. This is the premier network, the premier station of everything I've encountered out there. And I have been listening every day. I listen to RBN, and this has been like 8 years now for me. But There's definitely not anything that comes close in the independent media, and there are so few out there who have some sanity, some accurate way of connecting a lot of these facts for us to help us to form our own opinions. And also, that's another thing, encouraging us all to do the research and double check everything that you're being told here. That's an important part too. So please do support RBN. Make a donation. And this is such an important time with all of the threats to our liberties being, well, this is more dangerous, a greater time of losing them than we've experienced in the past. The 82nd Airborne is in Washington, D.C. It's being described as more or less martial law declared by Donald Trump. And the 101st Airborne is en route, evidently, from Iraq. So we have the 82nd Airborne in D.C. and the 101st Airborne, at least initially, when they get back from Iraq, touching base in D.C. We'll see where they wind up. And I've been hearing everyone mentioning and praising, for that matter, the Tucker Carlson monologue. It was just aired. And just how much truth is in the points he makes. I did find the point about Jared Kushner to be worth noting. He is the one who's been urging the prisoner releases to try to avoid coronavirus, these dangerous prisoners across the nation. And Trump evidently is being told by Jared that it's to win back the black and minority votes leading up to the election. Of course, this plays perfectly into providing a larger criminal element on the streets now. While we're experiencing these protests and increasing their likelihood of developing into riots. I had briefly mentioned Chicago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She's... Well, she's certainly trying to create a legacy to follow her predecessor. And we have her saying, well, I mean, she's always had a strained relationship with the Chicago police from what is being reported. She announced a curfew in effect from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. She announced this on Saturday. And Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago here, is... Well, if they're describing it as having had countless dust-ups with the police department. And she said the protests have evolved into criminal conduct when she imposed the curfew. She said she was disgusted after seeing the protesters using pipes, hammers, and other objects to damage property. She said, I'm here to call you out for your recklessness. And she's also quoted saying, I've seen protesters hurl projectiles at our police department, bottles of water, urine, and Lord knows what else. I want to express my disappointment and really my total disgust at the number of others who came to today's protest armed for all-out battle. This was all on Saturday. Saturday night, she said all of this. It's not easy when we have a president who is inciting violence, she goes on to say. Let's be better than him. Now, this is the same woman who has recently said live on air, she has two words for Trump, begins with F and ends with U. I mean, I see that as one example, as I hinted to earlier, of unnecessary incitement to violent behavior against the system in general, this pinning of Trump and rebellion and the police and this event with the officer asphyxiating to the point of death, if we're to believe the official video, which now we're finding. There's reason to question. Lightfoot, again, Mayor Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, said to make sure to urge people to wear masks while rioting. Well, isn't that nice of her, considerate of her to be concerned that none of us catch COVID-19 while rioting? Oh, I'm sorry, protesting. I guess she was never suggesting that. But it's just so convenient, you know. So you can lump in average citizens with Antifa in this new paradigm, combining COVID-19 and incitement to civil unrest. And we hear some stories talking about just that, which I have here. A lot of electronic detection software, facial recognition software that's being tested, evidently, with these riots. So, I mean, you know, you have to look out for both sides of the equation. The far left anarchist sort of faction, which has money and NGOs backing it, and then the police state. I suppose that's the Bolshevik and Zionist split, if you will. And they're both going to try to do what they can, of course, to gain as much as they can from this sort of thing. But Tucker did have an impact. Perhaps it will spread. I understand that he has the president's ear. And that's perhaps as sane a voice as we can get in the president's ear at the moment. Perhaps there aren't there's not much any other. But there's, let's see, well, before I move on, a bit from another city, Chicago, just to sum up really quickly, I mean, by 5 p.m. on Saturday, they had at least a dozen calls of 10-1, which is the police emergency. And they worked to control the crowds. And these were non-localized. It started out mostly downtown for the, you know, the CNN news coverage at 7 or whatever, corporate media coverage, of course, and a lot of Antifa grandstanding, I'm sure, mixed in. But, I mean, these became non-localized. And there could have been agitators in various parts of the city to spark things. But definitely there were two elements. There were agent provocateurs, and there were grassroots opportunists also being cooped up for months on end. Small businesses and communities getting wrecked. All of these things combined, the stress and people using it as opportunists to loot. And to let out energy and rage, of course, built up political polarizing, which was only made worse by those corporate media powers. We had 100 police who were injured in Chicago on Saturday. I mentioned I was listening to the police scanner a bit. That was even Monday morning. I was also listening a bit, and it's amazing how it didn't die down Monday morning in Chicago. It was just as crazy, like 10, 11 a.m., with a lot of the constant types of reports coming in. I couldn't believe that. And finally, this morning, it finally died down significantly. But I couldn't believe that they were still that fired up, you know, in the late morning and passing noon on Monday. But I mentioned 100 police were injured in Chicago on Saturday. At least four people were shot. Four people shot, not police. And at least one person was killed as of Saturday. We have had events including police officers being violently attacked and dragged through the street in Chicago while masked rioters cheered. I watched one of these videos myself. It was still up on Twitter. Unfortunately, Facebook and Twitter, I haven't found any software yet which can actually download a video from there. And they must love that. I wish people wouldn't use those platforms to post videos. We really need to secure our own copies whenever we get important information. But nonetheless, it was very, and it looked like more Antifa types, to be honest, in that particular scenario. Or people who have been incited by them. But it was. I mean, I was putting myself in the shoe of the officer. There were two officers they showed in the video, and they had no one else around them on their side. I'm not, like I say, I'm not taking these. Well, I mean, the people who are committing criminal activity, of course, I'm not siding with that. The police brutality, of course, I'm not siding with that either. But this was a disturbing little video on Twitter there. I mean, the police officers were violently attacked and dragged through the street while these masked rioters cheered. The officers fought desperately to get away and protect each other, and to no avail, as one described, and I would agree completely when I watched that video. We had at around 1 a.m. on Sunday night, when I was listening to the scanner, police being fired upon in Chicago here. Now, this was mostly in the rougher neighborhoods and then in the downtown area with the expensive stores to loot. Moving maybe a couple of miles north, uptown, with well-to-do residentials and stores as well. But other than that, it was mostly in the rougher areas, and we do have a lot of segregated, mostly black areas in Chicago, the southeast quadrant, and then a strip through the center of the city, east to west, as well. But we had police being fired upon as of 1 a.m. Sunday night, as I say. And then, amazingly enough, when I was listening to the scanner on Monday morning, police were fired upon around 11 a.m. somewhere in the city, right on the scanner. I mean, mentioned by the dispatch on Monday morning, 11 a.m. here. Wow, I was surprised, and I decided not to decided not to be outside, basically. But this was pretty intense here, and it took quite a while to die down, to say the least. I have some reports from a downtown resident. At the end of the night on Saturday, he said, this was a personal text, friend to friend, friend of a friend. And he lives in the north side of downtown in a high rise. He mentioned being able to look down with a great view from up there, that the one from Saturday night, got 5,000 protesters and 1,000 cops around me. Cops on horses, too. And then we have some from Sunday. One of his texts, I'm hearing bombs like Iraq. And another one, attacking police in River North by me, a Sunday, and total Iraq-like destruction in River North where I live. I walked down Clark Street, he says, from, Chicago Avenue to Kinsey, every building was destroyed. Walking down quite a few blocks there, that would be about, 6 blocks, I want to say, that he's talking about passing, and every building destroyed on Clark Street. That's just an example, then, a taste of some of what we had in Chicago. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now blaming the riots on President Trump, saying he helped to create, quote-unquote, helped to create the quote-unquote atmosphere for them. Joe Biden released a statement on the violent riots from far-left extremists without condemning any of it as wrong. Biden campaign staffers were publicly donating to a group that posts bail for the Minneapolis rioters. In Boise, Idaho, we have citizens. I just saw this video where in Boise, Idaho, we have citizens casually walking down the streets with rifles as a deterrent, preventing assaults and rioters. They're not having any trouble, folks. That was a lot of them had some pretty good sized rifles strapped around their shoulders there, and everyone was very polite and cool and calm. You know, a few without them, and walking through all the areas with the little shops seemed like very peaceful. It's great. Louisville, Kentucky. I saw this video. They called it Battlefield America, a new wave of organized events. Hits many cities. And I saw some of the examples of the pallets of bricks that had been conveniently placed on storefront sidewalks with no apparent construction sites in the area. We had rioters bust from New York City for the Louisville, Kentucky protest. Organizers were there with people surrounding them after unloading from buses from New York City. And they were waiting for instructions, apparently not knowing quite where they are or what they should do. And it's been confirmed. We have NGOs. We have non-governmental organizations who are assisting and providing people for Louisville, Kentucky. Again, Steve Elkins was talking about, I think it was Steve, maybe it was one of the other hosts earlier, mentioning these crowds on demand type sites. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thank you.
And we're back. Closing in on beginning of hour two. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report right here at republicbroadcasting.org. I was mentioning some of the things that were very suspicious regarding the Louisville, Kentucky protests from this video I was watching. We had rioters bust in from New York City and organizers with people waiting for instructions, not really knowing yet what they should do. A lot of people have been pointing out in a lot of cities these pallets of bricks, which have been conveniently placed on storefront sidewalks with no apparent construction sites in the area. And non-governmental organizations, NGOs involved in Louisville, Kentucky, we have this organization called Intel Freedom. This is including co-founder Linda Sarsour, S-A-R-S-O-U-R, based in New York City, Intel Freedom. I wouldn't be surprised if they're somehow connected with George Soros. You have so many of these organizations, Open Society Foundation being the one perhaps most widely known. But these people who were there waiting for instruction, it turns out Intel Freedom, with co-founder Linda Sarsour, based out of New York City, this NGO group had booked one-way tickets to Louisville, intending for these people to stay there as long as they needed to spark change. So these were real missionaries for the leftists, it sounds like. And it's really very reminiscent, you know, of a lot of the behavior we saw, especially in Russia leading up to the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917, and of course going on in Germany in the 20s as well. These Bolshevik tactics. I don't know if I mentioned Saul Alinsky. He had a lot of interesting points, 8 points on how to subvert a nation. And at the top of the list is the medical establishment. And point number one, he thought that was pretty important. And he was certainly in the tradition of Marx and using these Bolshevik tactics. We're having a lot of negative news, though, about the economy regarding the fallout from the lockdown. We have reports of people investing in stocks with their stimulus checks. And the Fed even more levered than ever now. All right, we'll be back for hour number two. Look forward to your calls.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.